Last week, my guest was hydrogeologist Adam Simmons. We were talking about water and recapturing water. Made a joke about you have all this runoff just going into the ocean. And he said that water is lighter than salt water. And so I suggested putting out big shallow plates of somehow to capture the water. And then lo and behold, this morning I read that Lancaster, they are going to spend over $200 million and install underground water banks. So they're doing something to try to catch up on that. Before the break, I mentioned sellers' disclosures, and there's a lot of detailed disclosures. Someday I'll just have to do an entire segment or two maybe on the different questions and how one can ask and answer. I have a client who had a shower pan leak in the bathroom, and it was unnoticed. It was a rental, so it was unnoticed for a long time, and the tenant nicely never said, oh, by the way, you know, there's some staining on the hardwood floors. It's starting to stain. Which is an example of why, and when Ron Wolf comes on for property management comes on, you don't want to bother a tenant, but they, every 6 months, they go in and do an inspection. And if that had happened in this rental, would have looked down at the floor and said, this is a red flag. And this tenant was the nicest guy in the world. He was there for 7 years, never raised the rent. And that was his gift to the landlord, not to say anything. And then it took a while to actually diagnose the problem. I immediately wanted a leak detector company, which charges $300 to come out. And the owner said, I think it's the shower valve. That happens a lot, leaky shower valve. And he's right. Let's replace that. And, there was a slight crack on the toilet. Let's replace the toilet. So I spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars. That wasn't the problem. So finally, a year later, I got the leak detection guy out there, and he immediately cut a hole in the drywall behind the shower valve. Luckily, it was in a closet, so then you put in a nice little plastic door, and it's always good to have access to your plumbing that way. You see a lot of exterior outside the bathtub. You'll see a little door to access that plumbing. And lo and behold, you look down, ran the shower, and the shower pan was leaking. So $10,000 later, the floor is kind of damaged. And I remember talking to him and saying, if you sell the place, and he goes, we fixed it. You don't have to disclose anything that you fixed. Well, it's actually, there's very specific questions that say, even though it's been repaired, has this happened or that happened? The answer is you can't over disclose. You might say, I don't want to call. I don't want to. There's no red flag. I fixed this. Yeah, but if someone's going to walk away from a house because at one time there was a shower pan that leaked, then let them walk away. Don't not disclose that and have them find out later and then sue you and try to sue you for money or try to undo the sale or something crazy. So you can't over disclose. So this is a story that just came out on, was it October 28th? And there's a house for sale in on Potomac Court in Silicon Valley. I guess it's in San Jose specifically. And it's 2,743 square feet, 6-bedroom. Attached garage, as well as, quote, an inactive meth lab and meth contamination, according to the listing. I don't want to give the listing agent's name. The asking price is $1,550,000, a relative bargain for a house of its size. 4 bedrooms in the area are listed around that price, but still 6 bedrooms at 2,700 square feet. That's a lot. It seems like a lot of small bedrooms. Home has not been cleared of contamination and will be transferred to the new buyer in its current state, the listing says. Under California law, properties are required to disclose potential hazards, methamphetamine contamination included. The agent, broker, listing agent did not respond to a request for comment. I don't know what else you can say. In addition to use as a former meth lab, it was allegedly used to stockpile weapons and build explosives, used in the destruction of several Pacific Gas and Electric transformers in 22 and 23. The previous owner, whose name I won't mention, was arrested March of 2023, suspicion of blowing things up. And he lived there with his wife and three young children. So, you know, that gives you a nice little story to tell at Thanksgiving. Pass the potatoes and the meth beaker, please. I don't know what you're going to do. Okay. What else do we have? We have, well, here's an idea. Speaking of disclosures, I was watching television, and sometimes I watch regular TV with commercials. And it was, I think it was something to do with Botox. But every time they advertise some kind of medicine or procedure, the list of possible side effects is longer sometimes than the ad itself. So when I started talking about disclosures in this meth lab, I started thinking, they should require real estate ads to do the same. Advertise a house for sale. So here's my idea. Possible side effects from buying this house include leaky roofs, backed up sewer lines, leaking faucets, asbestos, lead paint, radon gas, seismic faults, neighbors who plant trees to block your view, and neighbors who come onto your property and cut down your trees that are blocking their views. That happened. Information deemed reliable but not guaranteed. Please consult a home inspector, lender, and a psychiatrist before purchasing any real estate. Okay, so then we're going to have to require that to tag every real estate house for sale. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Whether you like it or not, you're listening. We're going to take a quick break and come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.